Oh, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. I will bless his holy and righteous name. For God is good, and beside him there is no other. I thank you, you and you, wherever you may be joining me at or from. I tell God, thank you for you being a hearer on today. Don't forget to sow the seed of sharing. Sharing with someone who may need inspiration, someone who may need understanding, someone who may need to just hear a word from the Lord. Sow the seed of sharing. Be that friend and show them and send them. This, even if you have to replay, it's okay. Whether you find yourself on the podcast or YouTube, wherever you may be around the globe, thank you for sharing. Thank you for partaking. Thank you for being a part of this journey with me. Father, I thank you now for those who are on the line, those who have come to take the time, and didn't think it was robbery, but take the time to just listen in. I thank you for them. I thank you for their life. I thank you for touching them from the very crown of their head to the very soles of their feet. God, anything and everything that's trying to come against them, God, I denounce it now in the name of Jesus. I even denounce anything in the airways that can be a distraction. God, I pray now that your glory be revealed even on this line, that somebody may say, what can I do to be saved? What can I do to turn from my wicked ways? What can I do to make sure I can have a place to lay my head when this life is all over, said and done? That you may know with assurance that I have and I can say it is well with my soul. If you have been joining us and on these series, we've been talking about walking in your authority. And even though I thought it was going to be the last series on last week, week before last, series 3, but the Lord would not allow me to stop. Because so many people don't know how to walk in their authority. So many people don't refuse to walk in their authority. So many people are afraid to walk in their authority for whatever reason. But the secret plan of God, the secret plan of God is to walk in your authority. Not be afraid, not to be boastful, not to be proudful, but walking in your authority because it's your God-given authority. God's plan, according to his holy word, included everybody. How do I know it included everybody? Because this simple word that we find so prevalent in the Bible, it said, whosoever will, let him come. Whosoever will. I don't know about you, but I'm so glad and I'm so thankful and elated for just being in the Whosoever Will Club. Because now I get the inside story on God himself from his word. None of our ancestors understood this. None of our ancestors understand where you are at, even at this moment in time, in this new order from God himself. But because we are in his time, his kairos time, because we are in Father God's time, he has made it clear to us by his spirit, not only through his holy apostles, but his prophets regarding this new order of walking in your authority. And the mystery comes to those people who may not be of the whosoever club right yet. I know that's the old modern day time, old ancient word, not yet. Who never heard of God. But is willing to know who he is. We all get the same offer from God. He didn't make one thing available to me and didn't make it available to you. He said he reigns on the just as well as the unjust. He made it available to all men, all mankind. So we all get the same offer, but it's up to you whether you choose the offer. We all get the same help, but it's up to you whether you choose that help. We all get the same promise in Christ Jesus, but it's up to you to recite and to observe and to know that those promises is yea and amen. The message of God is accessible and welcoming to everyone across the board. It's no you or little I. No, God said the first shall be last and the last shall be first. We're all inclusive. This is the work of God, walking in your authority. This is the work of God, helping people understand and respond to the message. That's walking in your authority. That's being a witness to your authority. This same authority came as a sheer gift to all of us. It wasn't no surprise to God. God handled all the details and he said, I'm giving it to those who are willing to take the keys and possess the land. I'm willing to give it to the keys, those who are willing to have dominion. Those who know how to operate the keys. Everybody don't know how to operate the keys. Why? Because they never got in God's word. The same thing I just said. We all get the same offer. We all get the same help. We all have the same promise. But it's up to you whether you choose it or not. Because you can't walk in your authority when you don't know what God said. You can't walk in your authority when you don't know what he has been putting in your heart. How to handle the life that we are living. God handled all the details. All he did telling you to do is just choose. My God. He handled every detail. All he asking us to do is choose. You choose this day whom you're going to serve. You can have the blessings or the cursing. Life or death. You're in or out. You choose. You can walk in your authority or you can run from the authority. But you choose. This same message that God is wanting everybody to hear. He gave it to a people who had no background in God. He gave it to a people that were novice in God's way. He gave it to people who were least qualified. But God saw this moment to equip those who was willing to walk in their authority. Not anything regarding your natural abilities, because natural abilities are fleeting. They come and go. But when you are walking in the strength of Almighty God, not just the brute strength, but that inner strength that God said, his grace is sufficient. When you are weak, I am strong. Even myself, preaching and writing a plethora of things that are way over my head regarding the inexhaustible riches and generosity of Christ Jesus. But guess what? God said, because you have abiding in you, the Holy Spirit, I'm going to give you what is needed for the people in this time. All the things that God has been doing for his people, he said, now I need voices. I need voices to be activated. I need voices to speak on my behalf. I need voices who are God's masterpiece. I need voices to begin to voice this that I'm saying in this time, in this season now. Will you walk in your authority? How are you walking in your authority? What do you need to walk in your authority? Yes, I can say I'm walking in my authority. How? Because I speak those things that be not as though they were. I call those things and I pull down strongholds. And however it means necessary, that's how I get it done. When we trust in God, we are free to say whatever needs to be said. Hear me and hear me clearly. When we trust in God, Abba Father, we are free. And who the Son has made free is free indeed to say whatever needs to be said, bold to go wherever we need to go and say whatever we need to say. That's walking in your authority. So don't let your present trouble on your behalf get you down. But be proud for the moment that God said, even those moments that come, he tell us even in his word, he said, look above, look up. Those things that are, what you see are temporal, but those things that you don't see is everlasting. You have to look up. Keep your mind on him. Not only present troubles. These present troubles have us all discombobulated. But no, I'm going to keep my mind stayed on him so he can keep me in perfect peace. Because things that I see will get me down all the time. Our response when things come is make sure we are in the right posture. Get down on those knees before the Father, the magnificent Father, and let him know what you're dealing with. Yeah, he knows all things, but sometimes he want to hear you say it so he can tell you back what's the key to how to overcome it. That's walking in your authority. His glorious inner strength that Christ will live in you as the open door as long as you invite him in. As long as you invite Holy Spirit in. As long as you invite the Father in to be the head of your life. In the midst of it all, rise to the heights of walking in your authority. Live in the fullness of walking in your authority. Plumb to the depths of walking in your authority. Test its length and walking in your authority. Reach out and experience the breath of all the things that God has said. Your breath, not B-R-E-A-D-T-H, but B-R-E-A-T-H-E, that your breath can infantum. Live in the fullness of God. So that when you walk in your authority, you can do as Ephesians 3:20 say. Now unto him that is able to keep me. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that I think. According to the power that's in me. The Message Bible said this way. It said God can do anything. You know, far more than you can ever imagine or guess or request in your wildest dreams. He does it not by pushing us around, but by working within us by way of his Holy Spirit deeply and gently within us. So that's where you started. God, I don't know how to walk in my authority. Well, you walk in knowing where the power relies. If the power resides in you, then you can walk in your authority. Now, if you still questioning and you still there nursing and you got to still go back to milk, there's nothing wrong with going back to milk at times, because at times we do all need milk. And sometimes milk can be very healthy and at times it serves its purpose. But at some point you need to be eating meat so that you can help somebody else who's on the milk. But walking in your authority is knowing who I am is able to identify who I am in God. Not having an identity crisis. Too many people in the body of Christ have an identity crisis. One minute you think you're saved, one minute you don't think you're saved. One minute you think you're there, one minute you don't think you're there. That back and forth toiling with you, that's the enemy. But we have to do as Philippians tell us, being confident of this very thing. That he that begun a good work in us, he's going to complete it. However that may be, he's going to complete it. So the question is, God said, I done put the key, I done left the keys. Jesus done did everything. He done went to Hades. He done took the keys from the enemy. The keys are the children of God, the born again believers. Those who walk in their authority is ones who know how to pick up the keys and walk. Not still leaving them in the door. Not still trying to figure out which key go in. Pray. Fast. Commune with God. Listen to his voice. That's the secret plan to walking in your authority. Listening to the voice of God. God will give us strategic plans and strategic ways to how to overcome every adversity. Every adversity. In the midst of what we go through, because we all, as we live on this earth, going to go through something, one thing or the other. But in the midst of what you go through, how you overcome it is who you allow to be in the midst of it with you. Yeah, you can get all these friends that you call friends to come and be there with you, and you can get all the family members that you think that's there and got a connection with God, but then you find yourself going deeper and deeper in the slump. Why? Because you haven't built a relationship for yourself. You building this on everybody else's relationship with the Father instead of your own. Understanding your relationship and where you are at in God, that's walking in your authority. The foundation been laid. Everything we need is God already provided. Everything. So the question would be, what foundation are you on? If you're on the right foundation, you can build and your authority will get stronger and stronger. But if you're on that wrong foundation, you're going to keep questioning yourself. You're not questioning God, you're questioning yourself. Because God is sure. He's immutable. Everything is about him. He's the same day, yesterday, and forever. Nothing going to change about him. But what changes is us. That's why he tells us to guard our hearts. Guard. Because the heart is mendacious. And the heart will have you so is up and down, this right, that right. I can't do this, I can't do that. No. The enemy is accused of the brethren. That's not God's will. God loves you. He can convict us, but he's not condemn us. He may chastise us, but he won't punish us. The enemy like to punish you for things that you didn't do right. God may chastise you for on the wrong road, but he ain't going to punish you. He's not going to humiliate you. He wants you to walk in humility, but he's not going to humiliate you. There's a difference. Humiliation is not of God. Condemnation is not of God. Accusations are not of God. So these things are going through your mind. And you're finding yourself trying to figure out this, that, and the other. You need to walk in your authority and start pulling down strongholds. Pulling down those thoughts that's in your mind. The wicked thoughts that is not of God and nor according to his word. You know his word. You get in his word. You understand his word. You know the love of God. And God is not going to speak anything wicked. Yeah, now he is a God of judgment. He is a God of wrath. But God is not going to condemn anybody. Be a part of that whosoever club. That whosoever will club. And walk in your authority. All right, this is your girl, Prophetess C.L. Suggs. I pray blessings be upon you and your family. I pray blessings continue to run you down. As God said, signs and wonders shall follow them that believe. Hey, walk in your authority on this earth, because that is your birthright. All right, peace and love.